Take my word for it. I live there. Come to Florida. Get pre-approved right now with my guy, Michael Kotze. Call him at 561-441-2730. He's got Choice Mortgage and a great real estate team. Get pre-approved right now. Michael Kotze, 561-441-2730. Buy in Florida right now. Don't wait. Save money on state taxes. Make your move today with Choice Mortgage. Trust me, Florida is waiting. This guy's so good, he did my commercials in Florida, too. Mike Kotze, 561-441-2730. All right.
What if this was someone in your family that had a chronic illness that they could not get away from?
Millions of Americans live with a disease that has no cure.
And I was diagnosed with a rare form of sarcoma. The most immediate findings indicated that I should lose my leg, but it ended up taking 4 clinical trials in 25 years to get me to this point.
Cures are within reach. If we invest in funding for life-saving medical research that's needed to find them.
Even if they're unsuccessful in my treatment, that they will have learned from my treatment, that will be able to allow others to stand on my shoulders to be able to be helped.
Join the fight for cures. Tell your elected representatives to support American medical research. Visit unitedforcures.org/action to send a letter today. Paid for by United for Cures Action.
Sunday morning, and we all have a possible cold, and you can see it in my throat. With us today is the former head of the Liberal Party in the city of New York, Martin Haasner. And Martin, so many things are happening in the Democratic Party. People don't know the difference between the Liberal Party and the new Democratic Socialist Party. You're the expert. Tell us what is happening to New York and to America.
Okay, first of all, I'm not the former head. I'm still the head. I'm an older head of the Liberal Party. Okay, keep my hair carefully gray. All right, and that's it. So I'm still.
For the last 20 years, I always enjoyed working side by side with you.
Yes, well, it was always a pleasure. It's always going to be a pleasure because you do think, and that's the problem we have today, John. You and I were educated in a different time. We learned the school systems of America for the last 20-30 years have stopped teaching the way we were taught. That's the beginning. Now, the difference between the Democratic Party and the Democratic Socialists and the Liberal Party is simply a matter of name and idea. Let's get it straight. The Democratic Socialists were formed 40 years ago by a brilliant socialist who understood this simple fact. New York and America would never be socialist, never. And what he did, and all he did, was form not a political party like the Liberal Party and the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, but an organization. The Democratic Socialists of America are not a political party. They do not have a political line. They will not have a political line. They are an organization. And he understood that he wanted a left wing for the Democratic Party, a left wing. Now, we understand that. Republicans have wings. Democrats have wings. That's the way things work. The Liberal Party was formed for not to be a wing, but to be a separate party. It was America's first, and it's still the longest-running third party in American history. Democratic Socialists are an organization. Unfortunately, Michael Harrington, who formed it 40 years ago, died before he could do anything with it. And so the Democratic Socialists remained silent for almost 40 years. They are now run by a bunch of very aggressive young 24-year-olds educated in America. That's the key. It's not what they're called. It's what they know and what they don't know. And now we have a mayor who until just a few years ago was an immigrant, not an American citizen, who learned a whole lot about what it's like to be an immigrant in America, and it ain't easy, and it never has been. Now, you understand that very well from your own background, and I understand it from my mom and dad, okay, but not from reality, okay? And Zoran has learned it from reality, and you heard it in his victory speech. It was not a speech of a delighted young man. It was the speech of an angry young man. He has ideas, none of which anyone believes can he can make true, but he's going to try. And those of us who care about New York will try, too, to help keep him straight and to help keep him realizing that just because you want something doesn't mean you can get it.
But
now, the Liberal Party...
Tell us the difference between the Liberal Party and the Democratic Socialist Party.
The difference is simply one. One is a party and one is not. Very important to understand that.
And how about philosophy?
The difference is this. The liberals want a great deal of people running this country. Not special interests, not super rich, not super powerful. That's what they want. And we have worked for it for all these 80 years. What does that mean? That means we want teachers with a decent salary. That means we want workers to have unions that are strong and honest, that care for the worker instead of the people who run the unions. That means we want a fair reality in job selection and in the hours people work. That means we want decent rents. That means we want decent prices. We want those things. There's nothing socialist about any of that. That was what the New Deal was about. That was what FDR did. He tried to make a more even economy, one that represented everybody. And that's exactly what liberals want. Now, what do socialists want? Well, to be blunt, okay, and William Buckley found this out when he used to talk to Norman Thomas. Your older listeners will remember that. They love those conversations. Because that's what Norman Thomas wanted, an equality, a reality that says people can work, that we have an opportunity in America like no other country in the history of the world. And that opportunity meant a level of fairness and justice and the reality that you could earn a living, you could send your kids to college, you could go on vacations, you can own a car, you could live like a human being, not week to week. This country has moved in the week-to-week reality, and you know that 10% of this country...
A big number.
10%.
Like, what is it, 80% of the countries living week-to-week?
Yes, sir. And we know now that 10% of the people own 80% of this country. 10% of the people own 80% of this country. And we know that's wrong. We know it in our hearts and our minds. So the difference is very subtle, very subtle. Some people will think, oh, it's all the same. Well, yeah, maybe you could say that, but it's not true because we want the reality to be true and we're ready to work so the reality becomes true. And
so tell us the number. What was the number 50 years ago, 25 years ago, and now?
I haven't got a clue. I would only make it up and lie to you. I don't know the clue. I only know this. After World War II, things changed. A lot of things changed. Women went to work. All right? Women went to work. And the whole reality of our homes and our families changed. And I also know this. Once upon a time, guys like you and I were educated, wonderfully educated by the best public education system the world has ever known. And people still from China and across the world and India, the biggest nations in the world, the largest nations in the world, send their young people to this country to go to college and learn and become professionals. That's still true. But on a lower level, it's not true. No one is learning anything anymore, and so it's easy for people to get lost in the flow of American life, to get crushed, to get bent, to get squeezed in an economy that doesn't help give them what they want. Henry Ford.
What is the answer?
The answer? Okay. The answer is to elect political people who understand exactly what this is about. That if we don't make America more equal, if we don't educate our children, we're dead. And that is the rule. That is the rule of the world. History says every great nation, including Great Britain, which once owned the world, including Italy, which used to own a piece of the world too, John, and Greece, all of those countries lost their power because they took over their countries by not educating their children, which is exactly what's happening now. No education means ignorance. Ignorance means no common sense. If you do not know, you cannot have common sense. And so as the country gets to be more and more for the rich and less for the people, we're going to have organizations like the Democratic Socialists, which try to win some of that back. Now, whether they have the ability to do that or not remains to be seen. When you elect a mayor who has absolutely no experience in anything, when you elect a mayor who says openly, I haven't got a clue about education, how the hell is he supposed to make education in New York any better?
That's a flaw.
That's the problem here. That's the problem here. Well, you cannot elect ignorance, even if he's handsome and he's clever and he's cute and he's got a beard and he's got a sweet wife and very brilliant parents. You can't do that and expect reality when education is so critically important that you and I took it for granted, but we can't take it for granted anymore.
Martin, it's has gone. No, we're out of time, but this conversation, we should continue. Thank you so much for coming on this Sunday morning.
You're welcome.
Take my word for it. I live there. Come to Florida. Get pre-approved right now with my guy, Michael Kotze. Call him at 561-441-2730. He's got Choice Mortgage and a great real estate team. Get pre-approved right now. Michael Kotze, 561-441-2730. Buy in Florida right now. Don't wait. Save money on state taxes. Make your move today with Choice Mortgage. Trust me, Florida is waiting. This guy's so good, he did my commercials in Florida too. Mike Kotze, 561-441-2730. Arrive.